This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by Browns play-by-play announcer Jim Donovan. Jimmy, before we look ahead at this San Diego team, let's just take the time to look back at last week's game. What a tough loss the Browns are coming off of.
Yeah, it really was because going into the game, everybody was on such a high after what had happened the week before against Cincinnati. And I think what it comes down to is when, you know, whether you're on the road or you're at home and you make mistakes, they come back and they haunt you. And I think the early mistake was that they bobbled that snap hold on that extra point. I think that one point haunted them throughout the afternoon and everything that they were going to do. Do you go for two the next time around? And then you're down by four late in the game and you take Phil Dawson out of the game at that point because, you know, a field goal doesn't do you any good.
Let's look at this San Diego team. Offensively, what are your thoughts?
Well, they're coming off one of the all-time meltdowns that you've ever seen in an NFL game where they had a 24-0 halftime lead in that Monday night game against Denver and they lose the game 35-24. They are big. It's a big offensive line. They have big receivers. Malcolm Floyd is 6'5", and he's everything of 6'5". Antonio Gates is 6'4". They have another tight end who's 6'5". I mean, these are tough matchups only because of size. They run the ball, but they're trying to still decide who is going to run the ball. Is it going to be Ryan Matthews? Is it going to be Jackie Battle? Who's it going to be?
Defensively, another 3-4 pressuring unit, but you look at these guys, they're playing the run extremely well, but you can get them on the passing game.
Yeah, well, they're playing the run better than anybody, but they're also playing a lot of teams that love to throw the ball. I mean, you know, teams that have come in against them and beaten them have thrown the ball because everybody is throwing the ball, and the teams that have beaten them throw it very, very well. So I think the Browns really still, no matter what the defense is, and this is a pretty good front that San Diego puts up. It's a big 3-4, very active linebackers, which is going to be the case in any 3-4. Pretty experienced on the corners. Quentin Jammer is one of the best around, and he has been for a long time since he came out of the University of Texas. But I think still, you have to achieve ratio going into the game. When the Browns won that game a couple of weeks ago against Cincinnati, they were close to 50% run, 50% pass. If they can get close to that on Sunday, I think it will be better for them, and I think it will look more appealing on the scoreboard.
And Jimmy, just overall, you look at the way the Browns lost last week, and like you said about this San Diego team, the way they lost over the past 2 weeks, prime time where they had the lead. Sunday's game is going to be fired up.
Well, if you take a look at it for San Diego, I mean, they're 3-3 right now, and they started out 2-0, and they've had two tough losses in a row. They're at a point where, you know, they're tied for first in the division, but I don't think that they feel that they've hit their stride. So they really need the ball game, and they come all the way here to Ohio to try and get it. For the Browns, they're at that point where I think they're close to starting to win. I think we're going to see it happen at home before we see it happen on the road. In other words, they got out of trouble against Cincinnati a couple of weeks ago when they really stalled offensively and had seven consecutive three and outs. They turned that around, had a big fourth quarter and won. Those mistakes that they had last week on the road seem to really kind of accumulate, and they're even bigger than what they actually were because you're on the road. So I really do believe that I think the Browns will come back, and I think they'll start to win at home.
Jimmy, thank you for your time, and it's always a pleasure just to hear you break everything down.
All right, thanks, Jameer.
Well, Browns fans, thanks for joining us here on the Cleveland Browns Report. Be sure to check back to ClevelandBrowns.com throughout the week for daily updates. For Jim Donovan, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.
The all-new Browns Fan 4-Pack is on sale now. The all-inclusive game day package includes four tickets, four hot dogs, four Pepsi products, four game programs, and one parking pass for home games versus the Kansas City Chiefs on December 9th or the Washington Redskins on December 16th. Prices start at just $199. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 1-800-745-3000 to purchase today.